This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country, located just outside the nation's capital. We want to get her thoughts as President Obama once again inviting Republican input into the now stalled healthcare debate as he tries to get something passed before the midterm elections. And Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Well, our regular listeners know that you've been a staunch critic of what has currently passed as the healthcare reform bill, but it's now stalled in the House and Senate, especially now that the Democrats can't break a filibuster on their own in the U.S. Senate. What do you make, first of all, of the president turning to the bipartisan approach here?
Well, I actually had a chance to watch the president in his performance before the House Republican retreat in Baltimore about 10 days ago, and clearly they want to repeat that kind of a venue where the president explains his ideas, gets about 90% of the time, and Republicans sort of have a chance to have a little bit of a dialogue with their own ideas. But I think it's not going to work that way this time. Republicans showed that they have really serious ideas for health reform. Senator Mitch McConnell said last night after the president announced this summit that they want to take a step-by-step approach. They don't want anybody's 2,700-page health reform bill. And I think Republicans are going to have an opportunity to show that they have specific ideas that are popular with the American people and that they really are going to have an opportunity to have a venue to explain those ideas in greater detail.
Grace Marie, are we going to hit a hurdle before we even get going here? Because what we're hearing from the White House is the president is not willing to start over.
Well, I know, and that's really clearly the only way you can have a meaningful dialogue is to start over, because Republicans have said, we don't want this bill in any form. You're not going to be able to just sort of slap a few Republican ideas on the end of this bill as window dressing and think Republicans can support it. It is structurally, fundamentally flawed in its dramatic overreach and takeover of the healthcare system by government officials and government programs and taxes and mandates and all of the things that the American people now understand is in this legislation. So if he's not willing to start over, then clearly this forum is much more about showmanship than about any kind of genuine solutions. Republicans will not go along with this 2,700-page bill that moves toward a collectivist solution, much greater government control over healthcare decisions. They want to see targeted reforms, medical malpractice reform. They want to see cross-state purchasing of health insurance. They want to begin the process of allowing states to have more resources to set up genuinely functional high-risk pools. There are a lot of good models out there to help people with pre-existing conditions. But those, they need to be done in smaller bills, much more transparency, much more belief that we can fix the private sector rather than suffocate it with government programs.
Grace Marie, I don't know exactly how the president articulated it at the House Republican summit up in Baltimore where you were, but I'm sure you were also watching last week when the president was addressing Senate Democrats when he said that Republican ideas had been heard, had been sought, had been implemented into the legislation, and it was Republicans that were refusing to go along because of a couple things they didn't like from the Democratic majority.
It was just extraordinary. Actually, the list of things that the president has said they agree on, cross-state purchasing of health insurance, allowing small business health plans, a few other specific ideas that he mentioned, the approach is completely different. When the president says that they've allowed cross-state purchasing of health insurance, they do it only if you buy government-approved, federally-approved health plans that really are not going to be any different from one state to another, and that if the state that you live in, you still have to abide by all the ridiculous rules and regulations that make health insurance so expensive, even if you buy it across state lines. So how on earth is that a genuine solution and a genuine ability? The only thing that's the same is the name and the labels they're using. They've got to understand that there are fundamental differences between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans believe that if we put doctors and patients in charge of decisions, if we give people incentives to make the right kind of decisions, new incentives to balance their health spending and their health care decisions with transparency of costs, that we can begin to build a properly functioning market in the health sector. Democrats believe that it's absolutely impossible. The only thing that is fair is for government to control all those decisions in one-sixth of our economy and growing. And that's, it's a huge, huge unresolvable dilemma. The only thing they can do that's going to be meaningful is to start with much smaller reforms that are not so controversial, not so ideological, that begin to move us toward a more affordable health sector that gives people more choices and ultimately more health insurance, access to health insurance. But you can't do it by saying we're either going to start with this 2,700-page bill, slap a few things of Republican ideas into it, and then hope you go along with it. That's just not going to happen, nor should it.
Grace Marie, the president, in response to some of the Republican points that you just made, has said as long as there's a way from the Republican perspective to provide coverage to 30 million people, he's definitely going to listen. Now, that number is certainly debatable about who has access already to health care and who would still need it in terms of taking advantage of existing programs and so forth. But what's the answer?
Well, the one thing we should do, again, starting small, is look at some work by Professor Steve Parente and Roger Feldman from the University of Minnesota, who have said that if we simply allow genuine cross-state purchasing of health insurance, that we could 12 million more people would have health insurance without the costing the federal government a penny. Why on earth would we not start there and then move toward, and as you suggest, allowing people who are already eligible for existing public programs to enroll in those programs, that again, and really encouraging that to happen, another 10 million people could get health insurance. So you're at 22 million without having to have this unbelievable government takeover of our health sector. Those are the kind of step-by-step small approaches that we can begin to take to get this right, to do it carefully and well by beginning the process of reform, allowing the market to respond and to respond to these new incentives and new opportunities, and not have so much of the innovation and the enterprise that's possible in our health sector crushed by just a mountain of new government rules and regulations that would come after this legislation if it had been passed.
Grace Marie, just about 30 seconds left. Do you think in the end, sometime this year, there will be agreement on a very scaled back, starting over approach, or will the president go for broke with what's already on the table?
I think that the Democrats are going to have to really accept the fact that they are not going to get this legislation through. It is hugely unpopular. Rank-and-file Democrats do not want to have to take another vote on this legislation. They're not going to get a bill to fix this, a sidecar bill, through the Senate. The only way they're going to get legislation done is if they have realized that they've got to start over with smaller step approaches. They're not there yet. I don't know if they're going to get there.
Grace Marie, we'll keep watching. I know you will as well. Thanks so much for your time, as always.
Always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.